From the WUFT Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm David Baraswain. Heavy rains will continue on and off in north central Florida as Tropical Depression number 2 continues to swirl in the Gulf. WUFT meteorologist Andrew Wolfick says the worst of the weather will likely miss Florida.
Forecasters have been closely watching the area of disturbed weather meander about 100 to 150 miles off the coast of the Florida Panhandle. Due to the close nature of the cyclone to land, tropical storm watches were in effect most of the day from around Apalachicola westward past the Florida-Alabama state line. The big story from this cyclone will continue to be the heavy rainfall from feeder bands and rough seas as the center of circulation passes south of Panama City and Pensacola. The National Hurricane Center expects the system to make landfall on Wednesday near the mouth of the Mississippi River, southeast of New Orleans.
According to Wolfick, the depression is expected to remain below hurricane strength. The city of Ocala wants to build a new real-time crime center. It's similar to an information hub for law enforcement data. Council members will meet tomorrow and decide if they're going to apply for funding. According to documents on the agenda, they'll ask the state Homeland Security Program to cover the cost, which is expected to be around $1.3 million. Tomorrow's City of Ocala meeting starts at 4. In Citrus County, there's an opportunity to name a new park expansion. Ozello Community Park will merge with a property known as Pirates Cove. They're looking for name suggestions, but it has to include the words Pirates Cove. The naming portal can be found at the Citrus County Government website. Submissions for any name changes will close on Friday, July 24th.